Yesterday, Arizona Senator John McCain's doctors revealed that he has a serious form of brain cancer. McCain's a fixture on Capitol Hill and on the nation's TV screens. To find out what Washington politics might look like even with even a temporary absence of his vote and voice, I'm joined by Sean Sullivan, congressional reporter for the Washington Post. Sean, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
So what is the severity of this at this point? Do we know what the path for treatment is and how promising it may be?
Well, we really don't, and I think right now Senator McCain and his family are looking at their options. What we do know is that, in general, this is a very serious diagnosis. This is a very serious and severe brain tumor, generally speaking, and so this is not something that is generally treated easily or cured. We, again, don't know the path that they're going to take for treatment, but this is a severe health issue right now for Senator McCain.
And I understand that they found this when they went in to deal with the blood clot that behind his eye. Is that what's been said?
Yeah, that's right. Last week he had surgery for a blood clot above his left eye. He had that clot removed, and he announced that on Saturday. His doctors did some follow-up tests. He stayed away from the Senate this week. He's going to be away at least through all the rest of this week. They did some follow-up tests, and they found this tumor, and that is the announcement that his office made last night, and it really took Capitol Hill by shock. There was an outpouring of support and sadness, really, for Senator McCain. People in both parties coming out, expressing their support, saying this is a fighter, this is somebody who was taken prisoner of war, and, you know, if there's anybody who can meet the challenge of such a serious medical condition, it's Senator McCain.
You've got 100 U.S. senators. What does it mean for the political chemistry of Washington, Capitol Hill, maybe the country, that this senator is now facing this challenge?
It's very significant in a couple of different ways. For one thing, you have a 52-48 split in the Senate right now, so 52 Republicans, 48 Democrats. That is a narrow majority for Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Leader. He's struggled to get members of his own Republican conference to support pretty much anything. They can't get behind a health care bill. There's little else that they can really agree on. So if you take John McCain out of the picture, you now have 51 Republican senators. So you have the narrowest possible majority, and you're already having problems getting your own Republican members in line if you're Mitch McConnell. So this is significant because it means that anything that Mitch McConnell wants to do, if he loses more than one of his own Republican senators, unless he can get any Democrats on board, whatever it is he's trying to do is essentially dead.
What might that mean for the initiatives that Mitch McConnell most cares about looking forward?
Well, right now, his most immediate task is health care, and that looks like it's not going anywhere with or without John McCain in the picture. But you look ahead to the other big-ticket items that McConnell and President Trump want to do. You look at things like tax reform. You look at things like an infrastructure bill. These are big, sweeping initiatives that the Republicans say they want to do, but it's going to be difficult for them because we are going to see, I think, the same kind of recalcitrance that we've seen in the healthcare debate. You're going to see Republicans unable to agree on things. And with such a narrow majority, McConnell's going to make a decision at some point. Is he going to want to craft something where he can work with Democrats, maybe get 2, 3, 4 Democratic votes? Or is he going to say, you know, I need to just count on Republicans? Well, if he goes with the latter and just counts on Republicans, again, he's 51 right now. If we don't know when Senator McCain is going to come back. And with 51, you have a really, really razor-thin margin for error if you're Mitch McConnell, and that's got to scare him right now.
Could that mean a change in his tack as Senate leader, that he might look for policies or positions that might attract, that are more moderate, that might even attract Democratic support?
You know, it could, and he really is at a crossroads right now, especially after the apparent failure of this health care push in which he relied solely on Republicans and it still failed. So he might look in that direction, but it would really have to be something very, very narrow. The prospects of Republicans and Democrats working together on anything big in terms of taxes, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of health care, the odds of that seems very, very, very low right now. These parties are so far apart. There's so little they disagree. There's so little they agree on. It's very, very difficult to envision Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi sitting at a table, shaking hands and coming up with some sort of deal, because the disagreements are so, so stark right now. So it's a real challenge for McConnell if he does want to go in the direction of trying to work with Democrats, because the question is, what does he work on with them? And I don't think the answers are very clear right now.
John McCain is an important vote, but he is a single vote, and yet he's more than that. How would you describe his influence, his voice within the Washington political arena?
Yeah, he really is more than that. He's a real titan in the Senate. He's somebody who's been around for decades. He's somebody who speaks his mind, whether he disagrees with the president, who's a member of his own party, whether he disagrees with Democrats. He's not somebody who kind of holds back or, you know, hedges what he's saying. And it's important to remember that as we talk about the prospect of bipartisanship, well, here's somebody who's actually done it. John McCain worked with Democrats to try to get a comprehensive immigration reform bill. It didn't work, but he was part of those discussions. He worked with Russ Feingold, a Democrat, on campaign finance reform. So if there was one figure in this gridlocked, deadlocked Senate right now who might be able to break the ice, who might be able to give way to some bipartisanship, it would be John McCain, because he has this resume and experience of working with Democrats and Republicans. So without him in the picture personally, the odds of any sort of bipartisan deal and the tone in the Capitol seems to be headed even more in the direction of strident partisanship, because he's not there.
What's the feeling around Capitol Hill? I mean, this is a serious challenge. Are people presuming, and he's a tough fighter, everybody knows it, he's proven that over years, but people assuming he'll come back, or maybe not?
Yeah, I think they wonder whether he will or not. And he is a fighter, and he is somebody who his entire life has dealt with setbacks and tough, tough situations. But I think if you look at the tone of a lot of the statements that we've seen from both Democrats and Republicans, nobody's presuming anything. There is a lot of sadness right now. There's a lot of sorrow. Members of both parties, young and old, are wishing him well. But I think they are wondering when or even if he's going to come back to the Senate.
A very singular kind of career and a different tone. We remember him on the campaign trail up against Barack Obama, very respectful and insisting on a certain kind of basic decency, even when voters in the crowds were not ready to go there. Senator John McCain of Arizona, now fighting brain cancer. Sean Sullivan, congressional reporter for The Washington Post, we're grateful to you for being with us for a minute today. Thank you very much, Sean.
My pleasure.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. This is On Point.